This is the Jeanette and Jay John Show on Asian Pop Radio, and we're very excited to say it's that time of the year again. The Indonesian Film Festival is coming our way to Melbourne and I believe Sydney, but I've got some experts here to tell me more about it, just to make sure that my information is factual. We have Karenta, Sandra and Peter in the studio. Hi guys.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Great.
That wasn't a very pop star moment. Like, you should have all like worked on some sort of call to action together and done a few cutesy kind of, I don't know, K-pop style things.
Yeah.
Maybe next time. Maybe next time. Practice makes us perfect, does it?
Yeah.
So, Indonesian Film Festival, maybe I'll start with Karenta.
Okay.
You know, working clockwise, no particular reason. Am I correct in saying it's the 12th Indonesian Film Festival?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right. It's the 12th year.
Fantastic. How long have you guys been part of the organizing team?
We started as the committee on this September.
Right.
Last September, so it's been a couple of months now.
Okay. And from a personal perspective, what was it that made you decide to be part of the organizing committee?
Well, personally, I would love to be part of a student-run organization, and especially something as big as the Indonesian Film Festival. I think it's a really cool thing to put on your CV and to be part of, because the people here are great and the experience is also really, really good as well.
Yeah. Are you from Indonesia yourself?
Yeah, I am.
Yep. So, a proud Indonesian?
Very proud Indonesian.
Because that probably helps for an Indonesian Film Festival, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. You have to be part of the culture as well.
So, Sandra, do you have to have a passion for Indonesian film to be part of this committee?
I think it's part of one of your requirement to be one of the Indonesian Film Festival. Like, I've been 2 years now, become a committee of Indonesian Film Festival. I really love Indonesian film, so I think it becomes my job to promote Indonesian film in other countries like Australia.
Yeah. Do you have a particularly favorite Indonesian film from years gone by?
I think for now, I really like, it's called Sang Penari. I think it's really a beautiful film.
Okay, so what's it about?
I think it's about, like, it's in the before Indonesia's proclamation. So it's really like an old tale about a village culture, something kind of like that.
Yeah, okay. So it gives perhaps the local movie-loving audience something different to go along and see, something that they might not necessarily be knowledgeable about.
Yeah, it is.
To share the real culture of Indonesia's past.
Yeah.
Great. And Peter, why did you get involved in the film festival?
I feel like I need to do something more.
Yeah?
Besides uni.
Yeah.
So my friend invited me to join, and I really love to be part of Indonesian Film Festival because I get to promote my own country.
Yeah.
I get the experience to work in an organization, so it helps me a lot later on.
Yeah. So all studying here, and sorry, Sandra, you're also from Indonesia?
Yeah, I am.
So how long have you each been studying here in Melbourne?
Well, for me, it's around 3 years.
Yeah.
For me as well, 3 years.
Okay.
I'm in my second year now.
Yeah, fantastic. And do you feel like being part of the Indonesian Film Festival also helps you from, you know, I'm assuming sometimes you get a little bit homesick. Does it help you with that?
Yeah.
Feel
definitely.
A bit more connected?
Yeah.
Definitely. Because you're surrounded with Indonesian people, and they're also supportive, and it reminds us of home.
Yeah.
The way they act.
We make great friends here.
Yeah,
so.
they are like our family now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And I think it's also important, it's important both ways, isn't it? It's important when you're studying overseas, and sometimes up to like 5 or 6 years away from home, it's important to not only be a part of the local community and do things that the locals are doing and mix with different cultures and different backgrounds, but at the same time it's really important to have something that ties you to your own background and culture as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the Indonesian Film Festival does a great job of that. So what can we expect to see at the Indonesian Film Festival this year in way of movies? Who wants to start by telling us a couple of the movies that are on offer?
So now for the 12th Indonesian Film Festival, we are now our theme is Fragments of Time, so we would like to showcase Indonesian film from time to time, so it's like from 90s to now.
Okay, yeah.
So I think our film list currently is really reflecting our theme right now.
Right. Okay, so would you like to tell us some of the particular movies? What have you got on your list?
We have Emma, Athira, Headshot, Tiga Dara, the older version, Terpana, Ini Kisah Tiga Dara, and Surat Dari Praha, and another remake of Tiga Dara. called Three Sassy Sisters.
Right. And so last year, I believe it was last year, and Ralph's on the sidelines probably can confirm this for me. Was it last year that Jalanan was there in the Q&A? Was that the year before? Wow. Geez. Time's flying. Is there a Q&A session this year?
Yes, of course.
Perhaps some directors will come along and have a chat?
Yes, yeah, there is.
So for what movie is that?
I think from all movie, we invited some directors and producers.
And stars from the film.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, from which film?
All of films.
All of them. Each film will have a bit of a component of, of a chat after it.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's pretty exciting because the Indonesian Film Festival often brings down a lot of directors, a lot of producers. Yes. So there's always someone interesting to learn from, isn't there?
Yes.
Is there anyone particular, Peter, that you're hoping to meet when they come down
Yeah,
here?
There's...
And who would that be?
She's called Julie Astill.
Of course.
Yeah, actress?
She's very beautiful.
I was going to say, would her looks have anything to do with that?
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
She's very beautiful.
And she's well known in Indonesia?
Yeah, she is.
Yes, yes. Is she bilingual? Does she speak English as well?
I think,
I'm not really sure. I'm not her boyfriend.
Sadly.
Well, not yet. Not yet, Peter.
Not yet. Yeah.
Hopefully.
And how about you girls? Is there anyone that you're hanging out to meet?
Same, because I think the one I know most is Julia Estelle. So it would be cool if you say to your friends back in home in Jakarta that I've met someone really, really famous in Indonesia when I was studying in Melbourne.
Yeah, it's a bit different, isn't it? Yeah. I mean, these days, you know, the pop stars, the pop scene in Indonesia is growing quite a lot as well. Who do you think is actually more popular for young people in Indonesia these days? Is it the actors and actresses or is it people from the pop scene or a bit of a mix?
I believe it's a bit of a mix.
Yeah. Well, given this is Asian Pop Radio, I might as well ask you guys if you have a particular favorite Indonesian musician or group that you follow. So maybe we'll start from Karenta on the side and work our way through.
Okay. On the top of my head, probably it would be Malik and Essentials.
Okay.
Because growing up, when I was in middle school, and I always listen to their songs with my friends, and we do covers of it. We sing the songs in the hallway, so it's very nostalgic, and the songs are really good.
Are they still around? They're still releasing things?
I'm not sure.
But I'm not sure if they're going to make another album.
Yeah. Right. Okay. And how about yourself, Sandra?
I personally like a singer called Tulus.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a really great singer. He also writes his own song, and he has a really soft voice. I really like that kind of voice.
Okay. Wow. Great. James? Oh, sorry, Peter. I don't know why I'm thinking James. I'll call you James from now on.
the recent one is... he's called Rich Chiga.
Yes.
He's a rising star now.
Mm. He's actually come to perform in Melbourne a few times, hasn't he?
Really?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
At OMG Fridays.
Oh, OMG Fridays. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yes. And also he's got a new genre for Indonesian people.
Yeah.
And like because Indonesia doesn't really like rap songs.
So quite a progressive look at the pop scene and doing things a bit differently.
True.
That's amazing. No, Agnes Monica. So popular with some of the young people.
She's popular though, but
but not real, right?
Not everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
Not everyone's Coke bottle.
But we do love her,
respect her.
She's like a Indonesian Beyonce, I think.
She really is, She's increasingly popular, and not just in Indonesia, but outside of Indonesia. Okay, so obviously we're in Melbourne, but the Indonesian Film Festival usually branches a little bit further than Melbourne, doesn't it? So is it going to be in Sydney this year as well?
Unfortunately,
or anywhere else?
No, it's only in Melbourne.
Wow,
only
so Melbourne if you want to see it, you have to come to Melbourne.
Yes.
Good option. Okay, what time, what dates does the Indonesian Film Festival run for?
The main screening would be from 8th to 13th of April.
Yep.
But we also got pre-events.
Great.
We got three pre-events running up. It's Under the Stars, Through the Lens, and... Fourth Wall.
Okay, tell us about Under the Stars. What's that about?
So Under the Stars is the upcoming event on 24th of March. So it's next week.
Yeah.
So it's like on where we watched a movie together in an open space, and in there we also will sell some Indonesian traditional food and drinks.
Nice.
So there's Indonesian snacks in there.
Yeah.
So the it's also a free event. So we would like to welcome everyone to join us and watch Indonesian films together.
Cool. Good way to start the festival, isn't it?
Yeah, this year's movie is Single, which is from Raditya Dika.
Okay.
It is a comedy movie. So,
oh, great.
Yeah.
So a good way to ease people into it that might not have experienced Indonesian film in the past.
Yes. Yeah.
A bit of a comedy, go along and have a laugh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Actually, now I'm starting to think of Indonesian snacks.
Oh,
wow. I can't get my mind off ghetto ghetto. Usually my go-to. Oh, guys, look, thank you so much for coming in. It's great to hear firsthand what's happening at this year's festival. And hopefully we can have you back in maybe even next week just to talk about how it's going and, yeah, plug away at the tickets and stuff again. So if someone would like to buy tickets to the festival, how do they do that?
So you guys can go to via online on Acme's website. So it's www.acme.net.au, or you can go straight to Acme to buy the tickets by yourselves.
Great. And Under the Stars, you can just rock up, go
yeah,
along.
Yeah, you can just go.
It's free.
Try your chances. It's in Sightworks in Brunswick.
Easy. All right. Well, Indonesian Film Festival, make sure you get along and support it. Thank you, Karenta, Sandra, and Peter.
Thank you.
Good bunch from the Indonesian Film Festival. Now, if you want Asian Pop Radio to be able to keep supporting local events like the Indonesian Film Festival, please do remember to promote our podcasts. And if you like what you hear, rate and review them. Subscribe via iTunes. Asian Pop Radio is how you find us. Or you can check us out on podomatic.com/Asian Pop Radio. That way, please like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio, and follow us on Twitter @AsianPopRadio.